Hello, Emmanuel family. My name is Joel Connor, and I have been nominated to be an elder at church. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this testimony. I know many of you are busy, you have full schedules, so I want to honor your time well. And so let me begin by telling you that I am married to Megan. She is a godly woman. I love her very much. We have been married since July of 2012, and God has graciously given us two sons. Our oldest son is Graham. He's 11, and you've probably seen or heard him making some announcements for Crossings Kids Camp and also participating in the children's Christmas musical from year to year. And then our youngest son, Ezra, he's 7. He'll be 8 this November. He is also participating in the children's Christmas musical. This is his first year, and we're very excited to have both of the boys participating in it. And Ezra loves to talk about golf and lawn mowing equipment. So if you get him to talk about either or talk with him about either, and especially the lawn mowing equipment, then you will have a new best friend. I am from Eastern Kentucky, and I live different places through Eastern Kentucky, but I'm from that area, and I made a profession of faith when I was young. And that profession of faith, unfortunately, was a false profession of faith. I never cared about sinning against God. I only cared about how I looked in front of people and if my sin would find me out, how it would affect my reputation. And I knew how to act Christian in one way with a set of friends and act a completely different way with another set of friends. So my life was not looking at all like Jesus. And that is until April of 2010, God graciously saved me. God sovereignly brought a sermon to me that was called How to Know If You're Saved, and I listened to it, and it was an evangelistic sermon, but God used that sermon to open my eyes to my false faith, to the true faith, to the true God whom I've sinned against, and to this wonderful God who, even though I was his enemy, sent his son to die for a wretched sinner like me. And it is the kindness of God that leads men to repentance. We see that in Romans 2. And Emmanuel, God graciously led me to repentance that day. And by his grace, I called out in saving faith, and he saved me. And by his grace, he keeps me saved. And by his grace, he will usher me home. How wonderful and how kind, how amazing is this God that we serve. May we never cease from serving and worshiping him. He is worthy of it all. And so may we give him praise, and he is just absolutely amazing. And so you might be thinking, being from Eastern Kentucky, how did I make it up here? Well, I made it up here because I fell in love with Megan. Megan is born and raised Louisville, and I know that seems rare at Emmanuel for some, but it actually, that number is growing, and so Megan's very happy about that. But Megan is from the Louisville area, born and raised, and we met through mutual friends and started dating and then married her, and I moved up here to be with her, and that is now where we reside. And we love being at Emmanuel. We're so thankful that God led us here. Some of the ways that I've seen Emmanuel grow my family, myself included, I'll start with Megan, is just seeing her confidence in her role as a godly woman, her confidence in Christ, her assurance, but to have these deep friendships with other women and helping with different things, with leading crossings or participating in breakout events with the women's ministry, whatever that is, seeing her grow in her confidence has just been amazing to watch. And it's not a confidence she's finding in and through me as her husband or somebody else. It's a confidence in God. It's really fantastic. I give God praise for that. And then to see Graham and Ezra growing in wanting a deeper, more in-depth understanding of God and who he is. Ezra will ask questions that are wanting to know why the gospel is this way or why did sin enter the world. And Graham, he'll take questions he's learning in youth and say, well, how do I work this out? To see their brains and knowing that at Emmanuel, they're being cared for in this way in Sunday school and in youth, and we can sit under good preaching, and then that preaching carries over into good family conversations. And just seeing my family grow in these areas has been just a blessing. And then myself, Emmanuel, I tell people that Emmanuel challenges you in all the right ways, and you guys definitely did that with me. You were so welcoming and loving to us when we arrived, but you also were very much, how are you? What do you do for a living? Asking penetrating questions, not keeping it surface level, and I'm very thankful for that. It is hard for me to make deeper friendships, and I've been growing in that because of one, being married to Megan, but also being at Emmanuel, seeing just the love and the care, getting myself out there, being proactive and keeping and making friendships and relationships, and moving as much as we did when I was younger. I think that just taught me not to hold on to things too dearly like that. But being here, it showed me that that was a blind spot and a need for growth in that area. And you guys did that within me. So I'm very grateful and very thankful to you all. And then just to continue on with that, one of the things that we appreciate about the body here, not just growing us as you have, not just sitting under the good preaching. We love the good preaching. We love the good teaching, all of that. But Emmanuel as a whole, we love that every time we meet every week, and when it's members meetings as well, it is a glimpse of heaven. To know of your all's testimonies or struggles or even good things that are happening, but see everybody praising, to hear different backgrounds from all over the world, and then to remember in Revelation, it tells us from every tongue, tribe, and nation will be singing praises to God for eternity. It truly is a foretaste of glory divine to be at Emmanuel, to get this small little taste each week that we look forward to for the coming week, to which we ultimately look forward to in glory, to where we will be without sin, without blemish, no pain or suffering, worshiping perfectly Jesus, worshiping together perfectly, perfect friendships. It's just amazing to think about. And so we do love what we experience with the body, the openness, the hospitality, the loving, and then all of that just giving us that small glimpse of heaven. And so nominated as your elder, all of that to say, it is humbling for me to say I want to be an elder at Emmanuel. Humbling in a good way, because you guys do such amazing work. You are constantly living like Jesus. And so as your elder, I would want to continue to serve the body in this way of love and hospitality and conviction, standing on truths and helping people work through issues. And I believe that God has gifted me to counsel people well, given me a heart for that, has given me a heart to help people understand hard truths in a practical way, to work with them, to see it in different ways, to they can people learn in different parameters. So to see how they learn and to get them the gospel or get them biblical truths in that way, to be very practical in that manner. And then also to take the very high and deep truths of God and make sure that we don't say, oh, that's too big for me, but to have it penetrate our souls. I believe God has gifted me ways to teach and to preach, to do so, to serve the body, to say, hey, he actually is living out what he says. This isn't just some position for him. It is life itself. And so I want to serve you in that way, Emmanuel, if you would allow me. And so I will leave you with that for now, but I just want to thank you all very much. We do love Emmanuel. I love Emmanuel. I know my wife and boys do as well. I want to thank you again for taking the time to listen to this. And I pray that God just blesses all of you, that he makes his face to shine upon you. And whatever happens, we know that God is in sovereign control of all things. Nothing is outside of his will, and we can give him praise in the good and in the bad, because he is God no matter what. And I pray that this God continues to bless each and every single one of you, and that you get to know him more and more, and that you love him more and more and more each and every single day. Until we talk again, always feel free to come up and talk with me. If you want to be prayed for, we'd love to pray with you, for you, over you, talk with you. Always feel free to approach me and my family. We love you all very much. Until next time, God bless.